The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jennifer Whitmore is with me, the Social Democrat TD for Wicklow. Jennifer, when did you first see this picture of your colleague dressed up as Barack Obama?
So good evening, Kieran. So I first became aware of it yesterday, and I think it was last night when I first saw the image.
What did you think of the image when you saw it?
Oh, look, it's awful. I don't think, look, blackface is, it's an awful, awful thing to do. It causes huge hurt, huge offence, and it is racist. And so I was very disappointed to see the image. I'm very, very unhappy. And I think everyone in the party is feeling that way. So look at it. It wasn't the way we wanted to start this new term. Obviously today we had our think-in. We were all very excited. Holly Cairns was back, for the first time since her maternity leave. And we wanted to get down to business and talk about things like cost of living and disability services and housing and all those really important things that people are struggling with on a daily basis. And instead, we are talking about an image that was taken 16 years ago. So obviously, it's not how we wanted to start this term.
Do you think the fact that it was 16 years ago and that he was 22 at the time are mitigating factors?
I think first we have to acknowledge that blackface is racist, like without a doubt, and it's not something that can be condoned or tolerated. I do think though, in the context of the fact that it was 16 years ago, and as you said, I think he was 21, 22 at the time, I think it was a stupid thing to do. And I know, you know, he really regrets it. I don't think he quite got had the understanding of how offensive it was when he did it. And that's, you know, he has apologised profusely about it, and he really, really deeply regrets what happened. So I think taking the, you know, look at, we all do stupid things, I think, when we're young. And it was like he was 21, 22, and it was 16 years ago. So I think we can't look at that without taking that into account as well.
I mean, this is not the first time you've had to go on the airwaves, television, radio, you name it, and talk about Owen Hayes when you'd prefer be talking about something else.
Yeah, and look at, again, as I said, like when this broke yesterday, I was just, you know, like I was really, really annoyed and frustrated, because there's so many big issues that are impacting people's lives. And here I am, as you said, talking to you about this now today. You know, a lot of the media coverage and discussion today was about this issue. And so that is not what we want. We want to be talking about our vision for Ireland, about public services that people want and deserve, and about those, you know, very, you know, the many, many failings that people are actually suffering from. And instead, we're talking about this issue. But look, these things happen in politics as well. And we do have to obviously address it. And I think it is important for us as a party because, you know, we don't accept racism.
Yeah. Like,
you know,
do you think you'd be better off without Owen Hayes in the party or just need him for numbers?
Look, it's not that we need. I mean, Owen, you know, was elected by his constituency. He has a mandate. He was elected as a Social Democrats TD. And, you know, I don't subscribe to this idea. I know that, you know, there's discussion out there that this is just about the numbers. That's absolutely not true. And that's not what we're taking into consideration when we're making any of these decisions. We are absolutely trying to do the right thing, not just by our values and who we are as a party and by our members.
But how much racism is wrong? How much racism would get him kicked out of the party?
Just
accepted this as racist to dress up in blackface, and he's not going to get kicked out of the party. So a bit of racism is obviously okay.
No, so it is a racist thing to wear blackface. And I'm going to be very clear. It is a racist thing. I do not believe Owen is racist. I think he did something that was stupid. And I think he did something that he didn't have the full understanding. But I don't believe he's racist because, like literally, and this is the irony of it, Barack Obama is his favorite politician. Like, he is really, you know, like, he has a huge amount of respect for Barack Obama. And he actually went in 2012, and he campaigned for Barack Obama. So he worked on the Obama team. So I don't think that anyone would do that. I don't think you could claim anyone who would do something like that would be racist.
Okay. So you can do racist things, but not be racist.
I think so. And I think a lot of us, you know, that sometimes society and how we've been, you know, the things that we thought were normal previously are actually, they are racist. And I think we're always learning in this space completely, you know, and what's acceptable. Now, I'm not saying blackface was acceptable then, it wasn't. But, you know, I think we evolve as people and our learning evolves. And, you know, so I do think people can do racist things, but actually the intent of being racist may not be there with them. And I think this was the case with
I mean, there's lots of people who are very angry with them and suggesting he should be suspended, getting in touch in the text line. There's others who are making the argument that this is the exact type of thing that would put people off running for public office. The idea that everything they ever did, including as a 22-year-old student, would be used to, you know, as a petard to hoist them on in later years. Is there something in that?
I think there is, and I must say, putting everything else aside, I think from on a very personal basis, I mean, Owen has had a really difficult year. Now, he's made huge mistakes, and, you know, he's accepted those mistakes. But, like, he's had a very, very difficult year. And I actually have never seen the level of scrutiny that Owen has been under over the last 9 months applied to any of that. He's a first-time TD. You know, he's never sat with the Social Democrats. He's been suspended until very recently. You know, he hasn't really, you know, spoken in the chamber that much. Like it just, I think there is an element of the person here as well that we have to be conscious of, you know. Now, look, he has admitted, he has said that what he did was 100% wrong, and he is really regretful for the offence that he has caused. But I think we do also need to accept people are human and they do stupid things, you know, and this is an instance of that.
Do you worry about him on a personal level? Is he?
No, I think, look at Owen, I mean, I think he has, dealt with the last while well. I suppose I'm thinking more in line of, as you say, other people who might be thinking about getting into politics or, you know, other TDs. I just think we just need to start being not seeing politicians as infallible or seeing politicians as able to take whatever is thrown at them. Like, there is a person behind the politician and the family, and there's, you know, we all have our sort of fears and, you know, so I think we do need to see the more personal side of people as well, and not just think that we can throw whatever at them and they have to take it and accept it because they're a politician, they're a public person or a public face. You know, now I'm not condoning what he did, but he is a person at the end of the day, and it has been a tough year as well, you know, and he has faced serious sanctions. So it's not like he's getting, you know, there hasn't been accountability. There's been serious sanction for him. I just think it's unfortunate that this has now arisen again, you know.
Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrat TD for Wicklow. Jennifer, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.